Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you, when you're dating and you're out, this creep comes up to you? And you're like, go, bounce. And they just still kind of hang out. Or they step back and they just stare at you. And they're staring at you. And you think to yourself, maybe I should go. But then you're like, well, no, because if I go to my car, I'm going to be alone in a parking lot, and bad things could happen in a parking lot. So you go to your friend and say, let's go. And they're like, what are you talking about? It's only 11:30. We're not going. Why do you want to go? You have your period? No, I don't have my period. It's just there's a creep over there. Well, go find another guy, and then he'll get away. So you're like, all right, well, I'll go stand by another guy. I'll flirt with another guy. So I don't have this creep checking me out. And you're hanging out with this guy, and now this guy's starting to act creepy, and you're like, okay, I got to get the hell out of here. Well, you find yourself in this position, and you could actually be in a lot of danger. Well, there's a drink order that you could give. This has been going viral on TikTok, where you could go up to a bartender, order this drink, and he will know that you need help. And the way you order the drink tells him if all he needs to do is get you an Uber or if he needs security to walk you to your car or something else. So the drink is called an angel shot. I'd like an angel shot. Now, I don't know if every bartender knows exactly what this is or anybody that serves drinks. I had to get behind the bar. I'm not an official bartender, but when I waited tables, I had to get behind the bar and make some drinks. So, you know, for anybody that does this, please, you know what this is. And so it's called an angel shot. So if you order an angel shot with lime, that lets bartenders or staff members know that the situation is severe and to call the cops. Okay, I don't think it's a real drink because that sounds good, an angel shot with lime. Maybe it has vodka, I don't know, maybe some, who knows, sweet and sour, maybe some triple sec, I don't know. But just it's not a real drink. But if you order an angel shot, like angel, like Charlie's Angels angel shot with lime, it tells them that they need to call the cops. If you order an angel shot neat, even though shots, you don't really order them neat, you know, neat's no ice, so, you know, it's a shot, it's almost kind of redundant, that should also alert them, like, okay, there's something going on here. And an angel shot neat lets bartenders know that you need security or a bartender to walk you to your car. The last way to order the drink, they say, is ordering it on the rocks or on ice. Now, nobody orders a shot that way. That tells bartenders to get you an Uber, Lyft, or a taxi. Now, I think it's fantastic. I just don't know if the average bartender is, I mean, most bartenders I know are understaffed. There's only two. And maybe they have a bar back, maybe they don't. And there's like 200 people standing at the bar. So I don't know exactly who that would be. My guess is if they're busy, they'd say, well, you just stay here, and then we'll try to find somebody. And most bars should have security, but if they're understaffed, you could be screwed. But I love the fact that that exists. I mean, my bar days, you know, we're in the 90s, you know, when I was single. And I don't know, it was like, you know, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. You know, we'd be just kind of singing and, you know, dancing. But I was always with somebody and, you know, Baby Got Back. See, Baby Got Back, that was my jam because I had the biggest butt in the place. So, you know, I could be kind of, you know, you could just dive in there, but don't you lose that butt. And I'd be like dancing, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, baby got back. But, you know, and I didn't mind being the center of attention, but there were times when it was scary. And luckily, I could find a guy or one of my guy friends that I went there with that could walk or take me home. And some, you know, and so this idea of an angel shot to be able to alert others that you need help, I think is fantastic. You know, like, remember that signal where if you're stuck in a car and you're with your abductor, you know, you could hold your hand and go like that to other people. And other people will hopefully recognize that that's a signal that you're in trouble. It's where you hold your hand up, you bring your thumb in, and then you close all your fingers over your thumb. And, you know, it's not like a power, you know, to the people sign. It's a, I'm in trouble. And I don't think everybody gets the messages. Everybody gets the memos. So if you know, most likely if you forget that it's called an angel shot, if somebody's coming up to you ordering something and they stare at you like, you read me, that means something's going on. Call security over. And then they can at least say, look, this is what I need. This is, you know, this person's bugging me. This person, you know, I think wants to roofie my drink. You know, and it's frustrating that it has to be like this. You know, I mean, women and people in general should not need to be afraid to go out and party and have fun. But sadly, if there are creeps and predators, they're going to go to the nearby watering hole where the gazelles and, you know, all the animals and the vulnerable animals are. And so you're, you know, everybody thinks, well, you know what, it's a bar, it's a busy place, I'm good. No, you have to assume that there's always going to be predators. There's always going to be somebody, they're stupid. And even if they're not stupid, they can be doing drugs, they can be under the influence. And so you need to have a plan. So, you know, if you have a daughter, son you're worried about, teach them the angel shot. I would really love for that to be the, well, we don't want it to be a drink because then somebody's going to say, okay, here it is. And they're going to make it up themselves. That's another thing too. Okay, if a bartender doesn't have time, they may be like, here you go. I've had people make the wrong drinks so many times. And I'm like, no, that's supposed to be Tom Collins. No, you did it wrong. And so, you know, if they hand you a drink, they're clueless. And then, you know, find security. But if you can't find security and the only person there you can hopefully count on is the bartender, then, you know, and that's the other thing too. You know, expect that you're going to have to wait. If you need help to get out of somewhere, you know, and you picked a place that doesn't really have security, you're going to have to wait for that bartender. Or you're going to have to contact cops yourself. Have your phone. Reach out to the cops yourself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Way that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173. So
thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I told you that I am very mixed on what's been happening in terms of the opioid epidemic, because we really started to crack down on prescriptions by about 2016, 2017. In fact, some doctors stopped writing prescriptions for narcotics altogether. So I closed my office in 2016 to go teach and then to do my show full time. I haven't written a narcotic since 2016. And a lot of doctors retired early. A lot of doctors are semi-retired. And patients, sadly, their pain didn't go away as quickly as enthusiasm for prescribing. So you have a lot of patients out there in pain. Meanwhile, when you look at the opioid deaths and the rise in opioid deaths, They've gone up. Overdoses are continuing to go up. So you have millions of doctors that are scared to write the medications. You have millions of pharmacies that are now going, some of our fellow pharmacy brothers are getting sued. And we have less prescriptions written, yet the numbers of overdose deaths are going up. So I told you guys from the beginning, and I didn't think it was the average family doctor's Lortab for a cracked tooth that was to blame for the opioid epidemic. Narcotics could have contributed to them moving later to fentanyl and heroin and things like that. But I'm like, there's other entities. A lot of these overdose deaths could be drugs coming into our country, coming in from south, our southern border, coming in from China. It could be suicides. People are killing themselves, not with a gun, but they're killing themselves by using narcotics. Well, I don't think the judges and the judicial system got the memo. And there's still this witch hunt against pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, practitioners. And for those of you who go, I don't think I'm going to see doctors get sued, they will. If, where there's money, there's a suit. And Walgreens has now been blamed, not the first time, for the opioid epidemic, which I think is unfair. And what a San Francisco judge has said, U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer, said Walgreens failed to properly investigate suspicious opioid orders for nearly 15 years. The pharmacy chain is now going to have to pay a huge judgment. We don't know how much. That's going to be decided soon. So they are claiming, or according to his ruling, Walgreens pharmacists filled hundreds of thousands of suspicious opioid prescriptions from 2006 to 2020, with pharmacists not given time, staffing, or resources to properly investigate red flags. That's according to Breyer. San Francisco in 2018 sued Walgreens. The city sued Walgreens, as well as other several manufacturers and distributors over the opioid epidemic in the city, saying they created a public nuisance by flooding the city with prescription opioids and failing to prevent the drugs from being diverted for illegal use. So defendants, all the defendants in this trial, except Walgreens, reached settlements. And, Walgreens said, we never manufactured, we never marketed the opioids, nor did we distribute them to pill mills. And internet pharmacies fueled this crisis. So these overdose deaths that are still rising despite the lack of prescriptions and the lack of doctors who want to prescribe them. One is now we have even a bigger pain epidemic than we did before, and we have people now moving towards the illegal drugs. But these pharmacies, aren't they by law required to fill a prescription a doctor writes? If I was a pharmacist and a pharmacy, I would think that if I challenged the medical provider all the time, that I could be in trouble. How pharmacies work, simplistically, is the prescribing provider writes a prescription. It gets to the pharmacy. Now, these pharmacists, thank the Lord for them, bless them. They make sure there's no drug interactions. They make sure there's no allergies. And they will provide input. I have here you're allergic to penicillin, and your doctor gave you Augmentin. Yeah, I told my doctor that I could take Augmentin. I don't know why that penicillin allergy is in there. Can you add it? I could take Augmentin, so I'm fine. Okay, then they fix it. So these pharmacists, I mean, they really cover doctors' butts, and sometimes a doctor's wrong, and they're like, oh, I forgot. So doctors shouldn't be making that mistake, but sometimes they do, and the pharmacists will catch it. They're amazing. Same thing with drug interactions. You can't take the Paxlovid if you're on a statin. So pharmacists will catch these things. But pharmacists are very, very busy. And if they took every prescription and they stopped and they said, I got to check this out, okay, they would have piles. I told you, I am very, very impressed with the pharmaceutical industry. I only had one issue once in my life where I wrote a diabetic medication for a patient and the pharmacist told her not to take it, that she just needs to increase what she's currently on. And when the patient came back and her kidney function was worse, I'm like, what the hell? Where this drug shouldn't have done that. She's like, no, I went up on my other one. I go, why did you do that? I didn't tell you to do that. She said the pharmacist did. So I called the pharmacist, and the pharmacist is like, I didn't tell her to do that. And she goes, yeah, the pharmacist's name was so-and-so. And I'm like, do you realize she has renal insufficiency? That's why I wanted to switch her off the medicine. Why are you telling her to double up on her metformin? And that was the only time a pharmacist interfered. Now, I don't mind pharmacists interfering when they're right, but when they're wrong, I'm like, you could have really hurt my patient. What the hell were you thinking? So that was the only time I ever had an issue with the pharmacist. Other than that, they've been absolutely fantastic. So for a pharmacist to stop and looking at your pain medication and go, well, wait a second, what's going on? And then you have to tell them, well, I have, you know, breast cancer, or I have prostate cancer, or I have this, I have this. I mean, you know, are pharmacists now going to have to stop and double check the doctor's work and have something filled out for their protection every time there's a narcotic completed? Now, with that, it's going to make some pharmacies go, you know what, I'm out. That's why a lot of doctors stopped prescribing narcotics. They were like, I don't need to lose my license over this. And some pharmacy chains might do the same thing. They might be like, you want to know what, we aren't even making money on this stuff. And we're going to be possibly sued because you guys aren't controlling the border and you're not controlling China and all the stuff that's coming over. Uh-uh. You're not going to blame the opioid crisis on us. We're done. We're not going to do pain medications. So what happens to you? These rulings affect you. And we still have this blame. Now, maybe some of the prescriptions, right, were for 500 pills. Yeah, that would have been nice to be, you know. But if it came from a pain management physician, what liberty do pharmacists or have pharmacists had to question providers? Number one, providers don't get on the phone. So when you call a provider, they don't get on the phone. You have to leave a message. Some providers never call you back. So that means that pharmacist is in limbo. That pharmacist has a prescription they are legally required to fill, but they don't have somebody on the other end that can help them verify. So if there's nobody that can verify, they have to make a choice of either losing their pharmacy license or filling a prescription. You can't corner these people in. Because what they're going to do is they're going to be like, you know what, I'm leaving the room. You cannot have these pharmacies now in trouble with, you know, there was one report how one pharmacist filled 1 million doses. Okay, well, a dose means one pill. So somebody had a 30 prescription, whatever, and they filled 1 million in over like a 10-year time. Well, for a city, that's not that unheard of, because you start to divide it by 10, then you divide that by 365, you divide that by a 30 or 90 prescription pill, and these are, like right here, this is saying, I think this article here by MSN said, it doesn't say how many they prescribed. Okay, so, or they gave out. So Walgreens, I guess, keeps being brought up as being liable. Walgreens was found liable in 2021 for contributing to the opioid epidemic in a similar trial brought by two Ohio counties. Walgreens and its co-defendants, CVS Health and Walmart, are awaiting a ruling from the Ohio court. So, I mean, if they really were the ones that caused all these people to go on heroin and fentanyl, then yes, there is some culpability. But if they did their job, they're going to start to alter their job. And you might not get the medications that you want. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Biden signed the PACT Act, a bill that expands access to VA health care for toxic exposed veterans and survivors. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says every veteran will receive everything they deserve.
We'll stop at nothing to make sure every veteran, every family member, and every survivor gets everything they've earned and they deserve.
The bill will increase research, improve care, and provide the VA with resources to better help veterans and their families. Former President Donald Trump said he declined to answer questions from the New York AG's office during his deposition in its civil fraud investigation into the financial dealings of the former president and his company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is scary. A Florida man has been buried alive after a sand dune collapsed on him. He was filming a sunrise on Hutchinson Island Beach. He was only 35 years old. And he has died as a result of being trapped underneath the sand. Just a sand dune collapsed. The body of Sean Nagel was found in the sand on Rock Beach early Monday. A passerby on the beach spotted a portion of the man's body protruding from the sand, called for help after he was encompassed by the falling sand dune. They found his body just south of the House of Refuge Museum around 9 a.m. after he was buried alive. Tributes from the man's family poured in. Obviously, this was such a tragic accident. You see him on a boat catching fish and showing pictures of what he's done. And they say he died hours earlier from asphyxia as a result of being trapped underneath the sand, according to the sheriff's office. Detectives do not suspect foul play. They are awaiting results of toxicology tests. Wow. So sand on these dunes, which aren't typical dunes, are common around Martin County beaches. They're often unstable because of beach renourishment projects intended to stop shoreline erosion. Investigators told TC Palm that a GoPro camera and plastic bag was found with Nagel. He was north of West Palm Beach on Florida's Atlantic coast. And, you know, he had a son. He had a, you know, when you see this, you're like, okay, you know, this is somebody who loved nature. They loved, you know, capturing this. They would show their work to, you know, let others see the beauty. So, you know, these are things that I think are really, really admirable, and they're sweet. And these are things that I would encourage. But is it me, or does it seem like so many people are either falling to their death or dying as a result of trying to get the picture? You know, you hear about that in certain hiking areas, either in Utah or Grand Canyon or whatever. You know, this was their last photo. This was their last picture. And they were taking a selfie, or they were taking a picture. And here he is. He's on a beach and taking a picture. And I'd like to see the numbers. It would be very terrifying of how many people died in the process of getting something to post. You know, I was an idiot about a week or two ago. There was a thunderstorm, and there was beautiful lightning. Well, rather than staying indoors, like I told you guys, I went out to grab a picture. And I got that really cool picture. I don't know if you guys saw it on my Twitter and Facebook. I got an amazing picture of lightning. It was gorgeous. But now I want to do it again. Well, no. If there's a lightning storm, you stay indoors. Don't touch any outlets. Don't touch any plumbing. But it's this euphoria you get by capturing something in nature. And you know what it is. It's because for years, decades, centuries, we would see art, either whether it was photography or whether it was pictures or canvases, of the most beautiful pictorial landscapes or pictures. And you don't see life like that usually. You know, there might be a rainbow and you're like, yay. You know, there might be, you know, but you just can't get the vividness and, you know, that other people can. And I forget the, that famous artist, I think he lives in Las Vegas, and his museums are throughout, or his art galleries are throughout the country. Lusk, I forget what it is, where he catches the wave, or he catches the rain, or he catches the sky. And all of a sudden, we get iPhones or Androids, and we have social media, and we get a picture, and we put it up there, and people are like, wow, that's pretty. Wow, you did that? And it's funny, because if I go on a trip, people will say, get another good shot. Get a picture of this. So now I'm getting closer to the edge. I got close up to an alligator last year. We went to South Carolina. We visited my brother-in-law, and there was an alligator. So I went close to it to get a picture. And he's like, don't get too close. The alligator can jump up and grab you. I should know better. But my goal wasn't me being safe. My goal was getting a picture, a close-up of that alligator. Oh, I did. It was a good picture. But what are we doing here? I mean, you would think me, having been an ER doc, should flippin' know not to be doing the stupid stuff. But it's because you want to enjoy nature. You want to grab these pictures. I've never been able to catch a picture of lightning. And it was beautiful. And I can't wait to do it again. Well, you got to do it safe. You can't be standing outside on a hill. But I got to tell you, that's how I caught it. I got it because I went up on a hill. It's like, do as I say, not as I do around here. Not smart. Not smart at all. So, but I got to tell you, the sand, crazy stuff with the sand. You guys remember the Surfside condo? Surfside condominium tower collapsed last year, killed 98 people. One of the victims was talking to her husband going, I see a sinkhole in the pool. And I still think sinkhole had something to do with it, but they ruled it wasn't the sinkhole. They said it was just shoddy construction. But now, tax bills have been sent to the 136 unit owners at Champlain Tower South based on their share of the value of the nearly 2-acre oceanfront site. This is according to Miami-Dade County Property Appraiser's Office. The vacant land is assessed at $41.3 million, bringing the total property tax bill to $787,000. Each person is going to then have to pay $5,700, although each owner's taxes could vary depending on unit size. So many unit owners think this is the second time they've gotten a raw end of the deal. In May, they were pressured into settling their property losses for $96 million in a class action case, complaining that the compensation undervalued their units. They were also frustrated by the $1 billion settlement for the relatives of the 98 who died, but the owners are also victims, but they didn't get a settlement either. They got a reduced settlement. Now, mind you, trust me, whoever's a victim, obviously, in the family, I get that. But the other ones who lived and were lucky still weren't that lucky because they lost their unit. The building had to be completely destroyed. And now on top of that, they have to pay. On top of that, now they have tax payments. So this is crazy. They don't know why the tax bills didn't come out of their settlement, why the settlement was so small, and it's frustrating. They said once they had the $1 billion settlement, the minimum they could have done was give the $120 million property sale proceeds to the owners. The victims come first, and my family is thankful to be alive, but throughout the process we were told, accept this deal now and be grateful or else. So with these class action suits, that's the deal, that's all you get, that's it. You know, I'd still like to know why that happened. I'm very nervous about these other condos. You know, they're trying to say it was just a one-shot thing, that condo wasn't built right and there were issues, you know, and there was, pipes showing and uneven ground. But sadly, with sinkholes, it'll do that. With sinkholes, it'll start to mess with the foundation. And then you will have pipes crack because of the pressure. So I still think that the sand or the weakness of that, the building was not built appropriately for the land that it was weakly on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So animals are smart. Animals are more smart than we give them credit for, sometimes even smarter than us. And these gorillas at a zoo are now able to create new calls or sounds to get the zookeeper or the keeper's attention. And it involves a sneeze and a cough-like sound. Meaning, I think gorillas saw everything that happened with COVID and found that, you know what? If I pretend to have COVID, I'll get some attention. Achoo! And everybody looks. Everybody looks to see. I think these gorillas learned that. University of Georgia scientists call it as the snuff. Halfway between sneeze and cough. Because it sounds like a mixture of the two. They say this is the first time complex vocal learning has been identified in Western gorillas, where they learn to make novel sounds when encountering new situations. Now, usually, you know, a lot of animals do this. You know, you'll see songbirds, parrots, hummingbirds, whales, dolphins, porpoises, and elephants. We remember elephants we found could make, you know, new sounds when encountering new situations. But I think these gorillas are looking at, you know, our obsession with COVID, and they're like, I can make that sound, and you'll get my attention. They say captive gorilla attention getting calls resembles the sound between a sneeze and a cough we named snoff, or AG for attention getter. They recorded these on a video, and they found that they vocalized most often when the food or keeper were present together. Like, they're like, feed us. They also frequently vocalized using species atypical sounds that were similar to a sneeze and a cough, meaning they were trying to make a sound that was more human. They thought that an animal-type sound would be ignored because the humans think they're just, you know, those are animals just making animal sounds. But they made a sound that sounded more human-like so humans could look. I think it's brilliant. Just brilliant. They said these AGs were mostly single noises, but in a few cases they were part of a longer series of two or four spaced about a second apart. Each one lasted a fifth of a second and were often accompanied by an exaggerated mouth opening and a gentle but fast repeated slapping or covering of their head and face. An analysis confirmed, you know why? Because of our masks. I really blame COVID for this one. So anyway, this happened at Zoo Atlanta. I think they surveyed this video. They had video footage. They looked at the calls. They were produced by five females and a male, housed at four different facilities. And it's pretty, pretty cool. Apparently, they say male gorillas beat their chest to show females how large and fearsome they are. So it's not just that, you know, they want to scare off, you know, foes. They want the girl gorillas to be like, ah. Oh. Analysis of a wild male mountain gorilla in Rwanda reveals that a male's drumming noise conveys how big they are. German researchers also found larger gorillas make a deeper noise when smacking their chest than their smaller peers. The thwack of it will have a characteristic sound, and then the females nearby will pick up and be able to tell which is lower or not. They say silverbacks, when they hit their muscular torsos, they are broadcasting their dominance and size to rival males while simultaneously trying to impress females who might be potential mates. Yeah, I love the whole peacocking and things these animals do. You know, a lot of people think cats meow to talk to other cats. Not always. You will hear the male cats do that, you know, meow to show that they are in heat and you know, to kind of call out. But they don't talk to each other in meows. They talk to humans in meows. They'll make noise that they're there, but then when they talk to each other, it's whisker to whisker, some Morse code thing they do, these little whisker ticks. But cats have learned to talk to us. My cats and kittens usually pretty quiet unless they want us to do something. And then meow, meow, and they'll talk to us, and we'll think they're talking to us. And you know, I look, you know, did the other cats understand that? No, they didn't understand it. This is okay. I got to talk to mommy. She hasn't fed me yet. It's been 2 hours. I want my second breakfast, because if it's a Lord of the Rings, I should get a second breakfast too. And then they will, you know, complain for that. And I'm like, hell to the no, I'm not giving you a second breakfast. And then you'll get a meow back, which I believe is a cuss word. And then the other cats enter the room going, what's going on? What's going on? So the cat runs over to them, does the little whisker tick. And then they look at me like I'm a big meanie. And that's that's how they communicate. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few years back, in 2015, was it maybe? Or 2017, I think it was 2017. Yeah, 2017, I went to the Notre Dame. It was beautiful. I had to pee. There weren't a lot of public restrooms. But they had these coves or pods where just out in the street, you walk into it, you close the door, you pee, and then you leave, and the floor gets washed, and the toilet gets washed. Now, my husband was a little nervous about me going into one of those, so I told him to come in with me. But it was really interesting. Not as private as I would have probably liked, you know, but, you know, I peed, and then we went into the Notre Dame, got some pictures. It was beautiful. Well, sadly, a U.S. tourist was raped in those public toilets opposite of Notre Dame. The attacker was 23 years old and homeless. She was trapped in a cubicle, and the victim's partner couldn't do anything because it's locked from the inside. And sadly, it happened. And it happened right across. I know exactly because that's where I went to the bathroom. The man was 23, originally from North Africa, had approached the woman in a public toilet by the cathedral. Near the assailant, nor his victim could be identified for legal reasons. Paris prosecutors said the attack happened in the early mornings of Sunday morning. I also, same time as I went, you go there early so you could get in line. It's very hot in Paris during the summer. So to beat the heat, to be in line, you know, when they open it up, it's exquisite. And it smells, it's so good. You smell centuries of history. Sadly, when I was there in 2019, it was still under reconstruction because of the fire. But now it's back up. The American woman, they say, was walking along the bank of the Seine at the end of Saturday night with her partner. She entered the toilet block, they said. Oh, so maybe this was in the middle of the night. They said this was early morning, not like 6 a.m. So it was the early hours of, yeah. It was well lit. There were plenty of people around, but the woman's partner became concerned when she seemed remained for a long time. He entered the toilets, heard the woman cry, and then realized she was being attacked in a cubicle. Oh, okay, this is different. These aren't the ones where they're out in the street. This would be a public restroom The victim managed to flee herself, and then her partner and another woman in the toilet managed to trap the rapist in a cubicle. Police arrived, managed to arrest the man, and then he was charged with rape. She's back home. She was actually originally treated at a hospital for her injuries, and then she is back to the USA, keeping in touch with French police and prosecutors. But, man, you know, just, you know, it's horrible to be on vacation and to think that, you know, you know, these countries, sadly, you know, have issues with homeless populations. And I can't stand it when crimes are committed by homeless populations because you have this, you know, bias. A lot of people in the homeless population are veterans, people that had a bad, you know, just, you know, bad rap, lost their job. But sadly, homelessness can lead to mental illness. Mental illness can lead to homelessness. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.